This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think it's a valid point, and I think Joe making it is even more valid because he's in the locker rooms.
Yeah.
But, like, guys, we don't need to be doing goodbye tribute posts to George Niang. He's a good dude.
Like, I know, but the guys that are in the locker rooms like Joe every single day, they value that stuff a lot more than me and you. We just don't go to the locker rooms as much.
Yeah, but, like, 2 months from now, this is not going to be a conversation. And,
right.
I don't want to make it seem like I think Joe and I think everybody on the beat who's been in the locker room, I think they're very sincere in this. But there is a bit of crocodile tears here. Like, there is a part of it, like, at some point we are overstating the impact here. I know these guys like each other. And the Cavs seem to be doing a really good job of picking out guys that fit their culture. Kobe Altman said as much in his press appearance earlier today. Like, he said, hey, Daryl actually asked a question. He was like,
Daryl got kudos, by the way.
Daryl got a single kudos saying thank you calling that out, because we've done a lot of work on the culture fit with
you
DeAndre.
You could tell
Hunter.
Kobe had a lot of pride in that, though. He did. He took a lot of pride in not only, and again, I mentioned it like three times today, but him talking about being a fountain and not a drain. It's a line we've heard him use in the past, and it's one he goes to. Like, he you can tell he cares about that. But that's why DeAndre Hunter is such a good fit for him, though. Because think about it. Since DeAndre Hunter has been signed, how many times have we talked about the Ty Jerome relationship going back to Virginia? We've talked about the idea that him and Evan Mobley share agents and apparently work out together and are very close. And then him and Darius Garland have a great relationship because they were in the draft class together and apparently hang out a lot as well. So, like, you see how this gets spun a certain way, where it's like, all right, who does DeAndre Hunter get along with? Because there is going to be something missing with Karis and George Niang gone, because Donovan got along with them so well.
And I understand that, but, like, they can get sent to Saigon. They didn't get sent to Siberia.
I agree with you.
I mean, Atlanta, so Atlanta's pretty nice. The Atlanta Hawks, that's not a place I'd want to be sent. But again, it's like, it does feel a little overstated. Now, did you flip-flop on Ben Simmons in the middle of that?
No. I was trying to see if Joe was going to, really solidify his stance on it, because he went down that road and didn't go the whole way. Now, we're pro Ben Simmons here, but he was making the argument, and he was making the discussion while not going completely towards that end. The idea that, you and Joe clearly disagree with the buyout and the role player, the role that a buyout player is going to have.
Well, no. To me, it's a break glass in case of emergency. You shouldn't expect something, but if it turns into something, that ends up being a really good thing, or your roster's just cannibalized.
Okay, because the way Joe was laying out his case was the idea that the buyout players rarely have an impact, mm-hmm. and then the amount of headaches that Ben Simmons could potentially offer up, and I thought that's where he'd go down the road and say, that's why it's not worth it, but he never actually went through with saying that for obvious reasons.
I think the benefit of, and I think the genius of the Ben Simmons thing to me is, it's most likely that it won't do a thing for you. Right, you're only really going to find out Ben Simmons and his impact and what he's capable of doing at this point in his career if Dean Wade gets hurt or if one of your bigs get hurt down
Which
the stretch.
I can't rely on D-Wade being healthy.
So, but again, I don't put it as likely. But when it comes down to it, would I rather Ben Simmons and, you know, who he used to be as a basketball player and, you know, waging a wager on that versus the other Morris twin if he gets bought out? You know what I mean? Like, I think it's plausible to say, with all the warts on Ben Simmons, if you need him to, it might be a stroke of genius kind of move. It's more than likely not to have any effect, but the beauty of the way basketball is set up, we found this out with Dante Jones. Delly was this in 2015 in the NBA Finals. We over-dramatize the impact of individual players. If a bench player in any given moment, if Ahmad Shumpert had a definitive game in a series, you felt like you won the lottery. Because his job was just to not screw it up when he was on the court with LeBron. He was the sixth or seventh guy in the rotation. That's like Ben Simmons will probably start as like the 10th or 11th guy. But because you have a coach who plays 10 or 11 guys, you're going to have a good chance just to see it in the regular season and get a picture of how Kenny wants to use him. And then you put it away until you need it. And so my excitement is more on the Kenny Atkinson side of things, of like that guy with that skill set. As much of the scary thing is if Kenny needs to deploy it, I can see a scenario where he could make an impact.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do, and I get you. But I think and what was really glaring today was the idea that Kobe Altman has put an emphasis and a value on building out the locker room in certain ways that he wants. I mean, we talked about Kevin Porter Jr. yesterday, right? I mean, like there's reasons why that went down the way that it did. Kobe's clearly spent years manufacturing a locker room that all gets together and gets along. And so you got to ask yourself, is the juice worth the squeeze with someone like Ben Simmons? Is it worth it to potentially bring that into the locker room, even though it's a different setup and different scenario, when the payoff might not actually be that great?
More Cavs coming up in the lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.